5 minute Bible study. You're ready? 5 minute Bible study.
I love you. My life, October 10th, 1980. I've been walking with the Lord for over 36 years. Walking with him. I've been full go. Had a few hiccups in there, but I've been full go with Jesus. Now, I am not saying that to show off and to brag. Matter of fact, what I'm getting ready to tell you, I'm kind of ashamed and embarrassed. After I've been walking with the Lord that long, you should have your act together. But about a couple months ago, I've been walking with the Lord, and so you kind of get this thing together. And I got my prayer life together. There's certain times I pray, there's a way I pray, there's things I pray for, people I pray for. So I got it all lined up. Got my prayer life together. I got my reading life. I read the certain things I read and how I read and when I read. I got that together. I got my plans, how I'm going to walk and carry things out and stuff I'm going to talk about. I got this thing together. I've been walking with the Lord, and I kind of, in my meditation time and my quiet time with the Lord, I've been for a while, it's been boom, 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 and I pray for you, and I pray for things, and I pray for how stuff's supposed to be, and I got it lined up, praying for my family, and I got all this stuff lined up. And about a couple of months ago, I got it like this. It's organized. My life and my Christian life is just kind of, and it's like God just said, it's just like, bam. I don't know. My prayer life, it just kind of like went out the window. My reading, my focus, my plans, it was just like, God shook everything and just kind of messed it all up. Now, I know y'all perfect and y'all got y'all stuff together. I know. And I'm sorry. I guess I'm not supposed to tell you this, but it's like God just shook me. And I had to come back to I don't know if y'all know, there's a number of favorite verses I have, but one of my favorite. Do y'all know my favorite verse? I'm going to get ready to tell you my favorite. Is anybody say, what's Van's favorite verse? Proverbs 3:5. Let me quote it to you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Sometimes God will just allow life to just, and everything will be all over the place. And you trying to figure life out, you thought you had it all together, you thought you had it all planned, and he'll just let everything he'll shake everything up. And you'll be like, whoa. But here's your verse. Here's what you hold to. 5 minute Bible study. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to understand it. When you can't pray, he'll pray. When you can't trust, he'll trust. When you can't stand, he'll stand. He'll carry you. He'll fix it. He'll work it out. Does that make sense? A little bit? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't try to figure it out. Just say, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I know you. And I know you got me. And I'll just hold on to that because I can't figure this thing out. I don't know if you've ever been there. And I'm talking about me, this van. Been walking in. Alright? This is me. Alright? I'm sorry I'm not perfect like you. I'm sorry y'all got it all together, but I'm sorry. Alright. Real quick. I'll paraphrase a little bit. John 15:15. In it, John says this. He says, or Jesus is talking. He's talking to the disciples. He says, I'm not going to call you servants anymore. Because a servant doesn't know what's going on. I'm going to call you friends. And whatever my Father tells me, I'm going to tell you. John 15:15. I'm going to call you friends. You're my friend. Don't raise your hand. Just think about it. Just think. Anybody ever had a best friend? Best friend. I remember one time I was somewhere and this dude said, "Who's your best friend?" And somebody was asking him, "Who's your best friend?" And the guy said, "Van." And I'm thinking to myself, I don't even like this dude. And I guess because I was nice to him and I've been cool with him and he was a piece of work and so ain't nobody really like him. So I guess he just figured, Van must be my best friend because nobody else like him. But I ain't talking about that kind of best friend. I'm talking about, somebody you know. They know you, you know them. I mean, when you talk, they can almost finish what you're going to say. I mean, you ain't got to say a whole lot of, go into a whole lot of detail and stuff. I mean, y'all so close, you're tight. It's like, man, you can say something. It's like you can say little words or say little phrases or something, and you catch it just like that. You know what's going on. You'll say one thing, and they already, everybody else don't know what's happening, but because y'all friends, you know what's going on. They know you. They see you. They've seen the best side of you. They've seen the worst side of you. They know best friend. Jesus said, I want to be your friend. I want to call you friends. Good friends. In other words, I want a relationship with you. And just real quick, I just want to, and again, don't show hands, don't do anything or anything, but Jesus wants this to be a relationship. What is your relationship like? Your best friend. Let me put it like this. Jesus is my best friend. I mean, he's seen me inside and out. He knows me inside and out. We've become friends. And we communicate, we talk. Now, I don't know if Jesus is your best friend. Maybe he's just acquaintance or whatever, but how does he talk to you? Does he talk to you like a mama? Or does he talk to you like a daddy? Hey. Or does he talk to you like a coach? Hey, get over there. I mean, how does your friend, Jesus, talk to you? I mean, he's our Lord. He's our friend. He wants to talk to us. He wants to have a relationship. How does he talk? I mean, how do you hear him? I'm just asking you, kind of rhetorical, you just kind of think about it. How does he talk to you? Because I was talking to him this morning, and I said, talking to my friend, tell me something. I said, just talk to me. Now, the way I hear the Lord, and I'm going to tell you what he said to me. This is just the way I hear, okay? And it's kind of like a coach / dad kind of, that's how he talks to me. I mean, he's a friend, but that's how I kind of hear him. And so he was talking to me, and he said, and I said, "Well, Lord, what do you have to say to me? I know you're my best friend. I know you care about me. You've never let me down. You've been there. You've seen me when I was stupid, and you've seen me when I was good. You're there. You know all my stuff. I can't hide nothing from you. And you still love me. Talk to me." And so the Lord was just kind of, I just want to tell you the conversation we kind of had. And it was real simple. I'll say it like this. So the first one, he told me three things. First thing, he said, "Van," and he knows me. He said, "Van, stay out of the kitchen." The Lord knows I can't cook. Lord knows I ain't got no reason to be in the kitchen. Jackie got a reason. But when he said it, he said, "Van, get out of the kitchen. Stay out of the kitchen." And what he meant, when you have friends, you understand certain things. You understand where you're coming from. What he meant is, "Van, there are things you are good at doing. Go do them. And there are some things you're not good at doing. Stop. Get out of my way." In other words, "Van, there's things that I'm supposed to do that I'm good at doing, and there's things that you're supposed to do that you're good at doing. Go do the things you're supposed to do. And I'm going to do the things I'm supposed to do. Van, get out of the kitchen. You can't cook. You can't cook a boiled egg. You don't know how long. You can't flip nothing. You don't know how to set up nothing. You don't know how to prep nothing. You don't know how to measure nothing. You don't know. Get your butt out of the kitchen. You let me handle this. And what he was saying to me,
this is my friend talking to me. All right, he's talking to me.
And you would think, after all being alone, we've been friends for 30-something years, you would think I'd have figured this out. But he was saying, Van, I am the Savior. I was sent here to be the Savior of the world. I am the one who can fix people. I'm the one who can change people. I'm the one who can make things right. You can't. Get out of my kitchen. Stop trying to fix people. Stop trying to change people. Stop trying to make things right for people. Get out of my way. That's not your job. Here's your job, Van. Love. Pray. Trust me. Serve. You're good at that. Do what you're good at. Do your job. Stop trying to do my job. Stop trying to fix everybody's life. Stop trying to trick, straighten everybody out. Stop trying to make it all right for everybody. Trust me to do that. Pray. Get out of the kitchen. I mean, I'm dealing with some people and they're going through stuff and I'm like, okay, I'll tell them this and maybe I'll show them this and I'll help them do this. And God's like, that's not your job. You can't cook. At all. It's my job. And you would think, I've been walking with the Lord this long, I should understand that I don't need to fix people and straighten people out and get them right.
I don't know, I guess you just forget. I'm sorry. I forget. I know y'all got it together. Y'all don't try to fix nobody.
But I do. And God was saying, Van, friend, stop trying to fix people's lives. Stop trying to straighten people's lives out.
Stop giving hints to them. And kind of coercing them and saying little things and setting stuff up for them. Don't do that.
Just pray. Love them. Trust them.
That was one. Second thing he said. He's talking to me, he's messing with me, and I'm like, oh boy. All right. He said, I got the keys, man. I got the keys. I hold the keys. The Bible talks about how Jesus will give you the keys to the kingdom. He says, I have the keys to love, to joy, and to peace. I hold the keys of the kingdom. I got the keys. The Lord has the keys. You ever lost your keys? Ms. King, you ever lost your keys? Lord have mercy. Lost your keys. If you lost your keys in your car, you can't go nowhere. Lost your keys in the house. I mean, that house looked good up in there, but you can't get in there. Alright, and lost your key, let you break in. You don't want to break nothing, then you messed up even more. Alright?
And you can't find the keys.
And the Lord was saying, he said, Van, I got the keys. I got the keys to love.
If hate is ever more than in your life than love, I got the keys. Because love should always be greater than hate.
I saw my sister sent this little thing, this news broadcast. There was this brother, black guy. He was walking down the street, small town. You know, he's got the dregs and he's got a little sag, you know, and he's just a little brother,
full grown man walking down the street. White cop pulls up to him, arrests him, places drugs on him. And he says, you know, he was dealing. He didn't do nothing, didn't have no drugs, wasn't part of no gang, nothing. Now, and he started complaining. He said, I didn't do anything. You know how that is, you know, yeah. Wrestling. He did 4 years of prison. 4 years. A year and a half later, they caught the cop. He had been lying and cheating, and they caught him. And he had been putting drugs on people and trying to, pad up whatever his deal was to make himself look good. He had to do some time. Because the black guy said, for the 4 years I was in prison, all I could think of is, when I get out, I'm going to give. When I get out, I'm going to give. He got out. After they caught the cop, he got exonerated. He was able to get out. He got out. He was working, got time. And so he's working at this little coffee shop, a place that help people get back into work and stuff. And he's working. And guess who comes in? He has did his time. And he comes in to work at that same shop, the white guy, the white cop. 4 years. Messed his life up for 4 years. Long story short, he forgave. He found the keys to love. Love is greater than hate. If there's any hate in you that's greater than love, you need to keep, you lost your keys. Is there anybody in there that gets you so that you can't love them? And if it is, Jesus says, I got the keys. All you got to do is come to me. I'll give you the keys to find your love. Joy. I got the keys to joy. Joy is a spirit. Joy is bigger than feelings. It's greater than feelings. My mom passed away a year ago last year. I was sad. Mom passed away. Death. You're hurt. You're not feeling good. You don't feel good. But I never lost my joy. Because joy is greater than feelings. And so, although I'm sad and I'm hurt and the feelings are there, when I come back to my house, hey, I'm with my wife. Hey, how you doing? I'm not up there talking about, you cry too. Talk to my kids, y'all need to cry too. Everybody need to cry because I'm crying. Joy is greater than the feeling. I got keys to joy. Yes, we have bad times. Yes, there are bad days. Yes, there are storms and all that stuff. Yes, there is death. Yes, there is hurt. Yes, there is pain. But when you have joy, joy is greater than the feeling. And so it overrides. Your feelings should not override joy. When you're in constant depression, constant, I can't, I don't want, I'm negative, I'm out of it. And if you do lose your keys of joy, who has it? Love, joy, peace. Guess what? I'm not at war with nobody. I don't have a war. I don't have a fight with nobody. You ever see people who they fight with everybody? I don't have a fight with anybody. If you gay, I ain't mad at you. If you transgender or something other, I ain't mad at you. If you a Republican, I ain't mad at you. If you a Democrat, I ain't mad at you. If you a gay cop, I ain't mad at you. If you black, I ain't mad at you, because I'm a white. If you white, I ain't mad at you. If you got money, I ain't mad at you. If you're dirt poor, I ain't mad at you. If you a brain, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at you. I'm not fighting you. I'm at peace. I got my keys. I'm not mad. You got people walking around, I don't like them, and I don't like them, and da 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 da. And why are you mad? You ain't got no peace. you lost your peace. The only people we ought to be fighting are the demons and devils and spiritual wickedness in high places. That's the only thing you ought to be fighting. People, I'm not mad at you. You can do and be and act any way you want. I'm cool with you. Now don't touch me. But I'm cool with you. He has the keys to peace. You got a lot of people walking around here. And they're looking for a fight, ready to fight. Ain't got no peace. You follow? And so the Lord was saying, man, I got the keys. I'm your friend. I got the keys. Last thing he said to me. He said, Van, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Life and death is in the power of the... Watch what comes out of your mouth. Be careful what comes out of your mouth. Be careful what you text. Be careful what you email. Be careful what you Instagram. In the picture worth a thousand. Be careful. Be careful. Because I'm going to judge you by every word coming out of your mouth. Better watch it. Van, and he's talking to me. I'm pointing this way, but he's talking to me. He's like, Van, watch what comes out of your mouth. Be careful what comes out of your mouth. Don't you just hurt people. When you're talking to people, watch how you talk to them. Speak the truth, but speak in the love. You ain't got to be nasty. You ain't got to punch people in the face. You ain't got to be ugly. Well, they're ugly, they're ugly at that. I don't care. I used to tell my mama this. I used to say, Mama, they was pretty mean. Mama, look at me. I don't give a flip. What did I tell you? You watch yourself. I don't care what they do. You watch your mouth. Be careful what comes out of your mouth. Be careful how you slice people and dice people. Because what you sow, make sure grace is coming out of your mouth. Make sure mercy is coming out of your mouth. Make sure kindness is coming out of your mouth. Make sure forgiveness is coming out of your mouth. Make sure. Be careful, Van. Van, you're my friend. I'm going to tell you everything the Father tells you. Because I love you. Friends love each other. Friends will look out after each other. Does that make sense? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. Thank you that you're our friend. We're not just servants and somebody just got to do what you say, do what you love us and we love you. There's a relationship there. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Father. Be with us. Walk with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all be blessed. Have a great day.